The Department of Energy is building a huge plant in the middle of the sagebrush-dotted desert to bind up millions of gallons of radioactive sludge and glass. But before Hanford managers do that, they have to treat the sludge several times in large tanks. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board says some of the science modeling behind the design of those tanks is faulty and shouldn't be relied on. It's known as the low-order accumulation model. But Carrie Meyer with the Department of Energy says the modeling is only one piece of the design, and she says her agency is working on these concerns.
Until those questions have been answered, we will not make any decisions or conclusions regarding the use of the low-order accumulation model.
The Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board says it wants large-scale tests to prove the treatment tanks won't explode or release flammable gas. I'm Anna King in Richland.